This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. Governor Jared Polis has joined Democratic governors from New Mexico, Kansas, and Michigan in denouncing proposed cuts to federal health programs, Medicaid, and SNAP. If passed, hundreds of thousands of Coloradans could lose health benefits. Polis says Colorado does not have the money to make up for the lost funds.
There's not money there at the state level. They're basically asking states to do their dirty work for them and terminate people from their health care coverage if they cut federal funding.
He says people will become uninsured and hospitals won't get paid when they care for those patients. The Boulder County District Attorney's Office has filed charges against a Denver man accused of a fatal hit and run involving a cyclist near Boulder. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Douglas County Sheriff's deputies arrested Dante Johnson on an unrelated warrant Monday. The 23-year-old is accused of hitting and killing cyclist John Wilkinson at an intersection east of Boulder. The Toyota Highlander used in the incident was found abandoned in Clement Park in Littleton. Johnson faces charges of hit and run resulting in death and failure to notify police of an accident. He's currently being held at the Arapahoe County Jail. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The Denver Nuggets have promoted their interim head coach to permanent. David Adelman led the team into the second round of the NBA playoffs after replacing Michael Malone. The surprising firing occurred with just three games to go in the season. Adelman won all three games, advanced to the playoffs, beat the Los Angeles Clippers in seven games, then lost to the Thunder in seven games. The Nuggets remain without a general manager. This is CPR News.